We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
Hello, Bradley.
Hi, Scott. Hey, Patty.
Hey, the drama is crazy over there.
Patty, you know what it feels like? It feels like Ryan Lochte at the...
Yes, exactly. Stories keep breaking.
We were just talking it yesterday, right in the middle of the day. It broke out that she had talked her father into coming.
Right.
And then later on, late in the day, what time did the other story break when he's going to have surgery?
Later on. Was that overnight or this morning? What was that?
Yeah, I woke up to that this morning. He's getting the stint done, isn't he? My dad had the stint, and he came out of hospital and did 20 push-ups, so apparently it works.
Yeah, it works.
That's the thing. When they put a stint in, it depends on if they do it today.
It just cleans up the artery so that the blood can flow.
It opens it up a little bit.
Yeah, right.
But that being said, he could still make it to the wedding.
Yeah.
This is Wednesday. He hasn't gone in yet to get it done.
He's got to get in there.
The wedding.
He ought to stop off at the hospital today.
Right.
You know what? I just remembered
he's
where
in Mexico.
He lives.
And on top of that, he was measured by a Party City guy for his tux. So he's got to get that redone.
The guy from Party City measured him for his tux. And the guy from Party City, the guy from Party City didn't even have a tape measure.
No, he had to give him one.
Scott, I love that you're rooting for him. You want this guy to make it, don't you? I guess you're a father of a daughter. You want him to be there for that historic moment.
Well, I like the comedic element that he brings.
Well, you got teary-eyed when you talked about the thing that he said to his daughter. So.
Yeah, well, I thought it was,
sad.
He loves that daughter, and she loves him.
Yeah.
And she wants him to be there.
Right.
And he said, out of the clear blue, he didn't want to embarrass her.
And so this isn't like just a normal wedding where you say, okay, I'll stuff myself into the tux and go. This is such a worldwide event that he's afraid he's going to bring it down.
That's weird because a lot of people have weddings that are destination weddings.
Right.
And, you know,
hers is a destination
wedding. I just got back from one, right? But mine was in South Carolina. This is a different destination.
Yeah, with the royal family. I think that she's, you know, the thing is, though, if he was really worried about embarrassing her, why did he do that in the first place? Why is he pocketing money and staging photos?
Did you hear, have you heard the rumor on why he did it?
Why? Because he has no money?
No, what happened was, I mentioned this yesterday. He's got a lot of clues would lead me to the opinion that he might have a drinking problem.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely.
I'm not trying to be mean to him, but I just think that might be the situation. And what happened was they got pictures of him or videos coming out of a liquor store or something.
Yeah, with a bag of beer that he claimed was for his guards.
But the paparazzi that took it cut a deal with him that if they would let him have some exclusive pictures
and some beer.
Right. They wouldn't tell this other story about him.
Yeah.
Brad, have you heard anything about that?
Yeah, I haven't, but that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it, that he was sort of conned into it.
It's just short of blackmail is what it is.
Yeah. Poor
well,
guy.
That's kind of really creepy. Wow.
Yeah, it is. The demand for this stuff is unbelievable. Like, the papers here are just out of control, and it's all Thomas Markle. Front page or 10 pages in, but you're right, it is exciting. We're running into it now, so...
Have you found anyone else to interview besides that guy you had yesterday
that had a stroke?
So Tom, I was all set to interview Andrew Morton.
Yeah,
the world's number one royal biographer, and I was on the train on the way in from Windsor into the city, and he'd had a stroke on stage yesterday. The poor guy. So,
good God,
he was probably very nervous about having to face you.
That's it.
So, who'd you plug in for Morty?
So I got Prince Charles's butler, Grant Harold. He was 7 years, the butler, and he was there at the time when Charles and Camilla got married in the exact same place at Windsor Castle. So here's a bit of a chat with Grant, the butler.
I'm here with a royal butler.
A former royal butler.
Really?
I was a butler for Prince Wales, Duchess of Cornwall, and Prince of Wales, Harry.
How was the Prince of Wales? How was he to handle him every day?
Fantastic. I mean, I loved the job. I did it for 7 years, and it's a full-time job. I mean, it's 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, if you like.
He got married here, didn't he?
In 2005, there was the wedding of the Prince of Wales and the Duchess of Cornwall, and I was invited to come along to that. It was fantastic.
And what goes on at a royal wedding? Do people get sloshed?
No, hopefully not. Can you imagine? No, I think, thankfully, people are very good at the royal weddings. I think the thing is, they're respectful where they are, and you have got the family attending as well, so you've got to kind of keep that in mind.
And what about your interludes with the Queen? Did you ever like give her a nod of the head?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, one of the most famous things that I've done is I actually danced with the Queen on an occasion in Scotland. I was attending a ball at Balmoral Castle. I was dancing with the Duchess of Cornwall, and when we finished, the Queen was behind me, and then we went into a dance.
She likes you?
I think I must have done something right. It's probably because I got the dancing credit. That was probably the good thing. Kept me in a job.
Where do you put your hands when you're with the Queen?
Well, thankfully, we've done some practicing beforehand secretly, so I was...
Gotcha.
None of that at all. No, you've got to make sure you don't run and you end up off to the Tower of London.
take your head off.
Literally.
Good, very good.
I love those Scottish accents.
We needed some subtitles under that guy.
Yeah. Very Scottish.
I had to work hard to keep up with him.
And they keep their mouths very closed when they're talking. So you can't. You have to like...
But at least he sounds like the real deal.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
He's cute. I just looked at a picture of him.
Didn't sound like that phony mayor you had yesterday.
Come on.
It was about half in the bag when you interviewed him.
I was drinking six beers.
All right, Bradley. Get on top of it. I'll call you back around, talk to you around 8:30.
Great. I'll be live outside Buckingham Palace for you, Scott. Looking forward to it.
Perfect. Just Brad Blanks Royal Wedding Update, powered by Zazzle. Customized products made for you with love.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Wobbling around and counting them down in the streets of London, Mr. Brad Blanks. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Scott. How are you, sir?
Or good afternoon, as it might be there, correct?
That's correct, sir. Yes, I'm right outside Buckingham Palace. It's actually quite a chilly day today. The flag is at full mast, Scott, so that means the Queen is probably looking right at me outside the window right now.
You think so? Wave to her.
Oh, hey, Queen. Hey, Queen.
How you doing,
Hello.
Queenie? You know, Brad, I want to share something with you for a second. We were talking about the despicable way that Meghan Markle's family are treating her and the things they're saying.
It's horrifying.
Yeah, it's disgusting, isn't it? And the fact is, the Monday morning, the three nephews and nieces of her turned up.
Right.
The marijuana guy.
Yeah, they're going to...
at the airport.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
They're going to do Good Morning Britain. They're going to co-host it.
He's the weed man, by the way, not the marijuana guy.
Yeah,
He's weed man from Oregon. I'm the Oregon weed man.
I wonder if he brought any Markle Sparkle with him to London.
Yes.
Well, what about, Brad, what about like Tommy that. Jr.? This guy took it upon himself to write a letter to Harry to talk about what a terrible person that woman he's going to marry is.
Queen handled that letter when the Queen actually got to read it. How do you think she handled it, Scott?
And then he writes another saying, I'm sorry, I was wrong to do that. Can you invite me to the wedding?
That's right.
He wants to go to the wedding now. Good luck, butthead.
Well, it's crazy, isn't it? The royal family has something like a $20 million a year public relations arm. You reckon they would have been smart enough to get ahead of all these people. That's the crazy thing. You know, like, they should know that these people would come out of the woodwork seeking money, and it's crazy. Which even more underlines how remarkable this young woman is to become what she's become. You know, amidst all these crazy people and how she was brought up, and you know, she's a real success story, Meghan Markle.
It's so funny because I've read people who work with her, who worked with her on Suits, and friends of hers from the past, and they all say they say she's at first I thought. because I read a couple of things that she was a, what do you call it, a climber, you know.
Yeah, gold digger.
Gold digger. And then after a few more articles, you read people who love her and think she's the most generous, kind person that they've ever known. Very good friends of hers.
Did a lot of community service work and a lot of speaking out for causes. So, yeah.
Now, Brad was set to interview. John, I don't know if you knew this or not. Brad was set to interview one of the biggest stars in England, a writer by the name of Andrew Morton. When he heard Brad was going to be the interviewer, he actually broke down and had a stroke, and had to his people had to cancel the interview.
Oh, Scott, I'm telling you, I feel so bad. Patty, what, you know, it's unbelievable. And the crazy thing is, in probably 20 minutes' time, I'm due to interview this wonderful author called Leslie Carroll. She has a book called The American Princess. It's about the romance. I got 20 minutes before she might have a stroke, so I better nab her.
You better get her. All right, so you did catch up with the former royal butler for Prince Charles, right?
That's right, and this is more about me. If I could actually get into this wedding and enjoy myself there, Scott, yeah, that's sort of my goal this week, is to make it to the wedding, and he gives me some tips on what I'd have to do at the wedding.
In terms of this craziness of the lead up to the wedding and Meghan Markle's father and that, when you read all this news, how do you handle that?
It's a difficult one. I think what I've been saying to people is, look, I think with a family wedding, it's you want the family to be there, you want the dad to give it away. So I'm just hoping that whatever this is all about, that it's resolved, and that it's on the day we have the wedding that she wants.
Any advice for me if I actually get into the wedding somehow?
I think if you get in, that'll be interesting. But I think if you get in, it's making sure that you dress appropriately. So obviously you'll be looking for your morning dress, minding your P's and Q's, and moderating how much you drink. That's the other thing. Oh. Apart from that, you'll be fine.
Right, so really, no one gets hammered?
Hopefully not. I haven't seen anyone, unless it's under my watch. I haven't noticed, but thankfully not as yet.
Well, you're a fine butler. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I bet he loved that coming from you. You're a fine butler.
I'd like
to be a little bit more than a fine butler there.
Brad, how did you get that picture of yourself inside the chapel where they're being married? I would think that it would be under heavy guard right now.
No, it's unbelievable. This is phenomenal. Tourists were still allowed to go in. I paid my $20 at the gate. I went in. I helped a woman lift her baby and stroller up the west steps. The west steps on Saturday at 1:04 p.m. British time, and what's that put it at about 8 a.m. your time, is where Harry's going to kiss Meghan. So I was standing there helping a toddler up the west steps yesterday going into the chapel.
We should say that's when Harry's going to kiss Meghan if her family doesn't get in there and screw it all up.
Because
they're sure trying to.
Yeah, this chapel is so cute. It's tiny. It's small. It's not like Westminster Abbey where William got married, which is huge and big. Right. This is a really little, tight little chapel. It's kind of like where Scott got his wedding vows renewed. I went to that one, a few years back. It was very romantic, Scott. Well done on that. That was good.
It is a beautiful little place.
Yeah, wow. Look at Brad. You got one of those you got one of those surprise faces on, like Taylor Swift. All right, Brad. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. It's a date, 6:30, right?
Yes, that's it, mate. Yeah, all the best. Yeah, I'm loving this. I love the Royal.
The Royal Wedding Update, powered by Zazzle. Products made for you with love. Got it.
This is the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.